Remember that in the gospel, when there is the main character that is not named, we are to put ourselves there. So there were two disciples walking away from Jerusalem to Emmaus 3 days after the resurrection. One of them named Cleopas, the other unnamed. That's us. And Cleopas should be a familiar name, or it sounds familiar to you because we've heard this name before. At the foot of the cross, there were the mother Mary, the mother of our Lord. There was Mary Magdalene, the woman from whom he cast out 7 demons. There was an unnamed woman who was identified as the cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And if we cross-check, we will see that that unnamed woman is Salome, who is the wife of Zebedee. Zebedee is the father of James and John. And then we have Mary Cleopas standing at the foot of the cross. That Mary Cleopas is the wife of this Cleopas who is walking away from it all. A group of women that came to the tomb and found it empty, that group of women, of course, include Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, and this Mary Cleopas. And it was these women that reported the resurrection. And yet, Cleopas, the husband, is walking away from it all. Because he could not believe it. The master has died a horrible death. He was buried into the tomb. They blocked the tomb with a 2-ton rock. They posted Roman soldiers to guard it. And now his body is missing. And the women are delirious, reporting that he is alive. How can you take this? So Cleopas was walking away from it all. Did you notice how he didn't even mention his wife's name? He said, a group of women, some women from our group. Of course, some of those women, one of those women was his own wife. But he didn't mention it because women are untrustworthy, you see. All gossiping, all fake news. So he was walking away from it all with an unnamed disciple, you and me. But they could not recognize, just like Mary Magdalene, could not recognize the resurrected Lord when he appeared to them. Why? Because the Lord Jesus is now, after the resurrection, is in the order of the resurrection, whereas we are still living in the order of life on earth, destined to die. This was why Mary Magdalene could not recognize the resurrected Lord. Not because she was crying so hard that her tears blurred the vision. It was because they were in different planes of existence. And the only way for the disciples to recognize the resurrected Jesus was when Jesus, the resurrected one, brings them into his plane of existence, the order of the resurrection. And for Mary Magdalene, it was by him calling her name. And for these disciples, the way that they eventually recognized the resurrected Lord, because he brought them into the order of the resurrection by the breaking of bread. And we know that breaking of bread is a code word in those days among persecuted Christians for the Mass, the Holy Eucharist. But there is a detail here that I want for us to pay attention to, because this is the message of the Gospel today. Third Sunday in the season of Easter. And that is, did you catch how the resurrected Lord pretended that he was moving on? And the disciple Cleopas, and by the way, Cleopas, the husband of that Mary Cleopas that was standing at the foot of the cross, it traditionally reported that he was the cousin of Saint Joseph. So you see the Lord Jesus hanging on that cross. He had his mom standing at the foot of the cross, an aunt on his mom's side, and an aunt on his dad's side standing there. Or we say second cousin. In any case, did you catch that the Lord Jesus acted as if he was going further? And it took Cleopas to say to the vision, the Lord, the resurrected Lord, whom he did not recognize yet, said, stay with us. It's getting late. Here's our hotel. Come and stay with us so we can discuss some more. And this, to me, is the key to our relationship with the resurrected Lord. And that is for us to invite him to stay with us. The reality, though, my brothers and sisters, is that we don't want him to stay with us, you see. We prefer for Jesus to be our genie in the bottle, so that when we need him, we rub the bottle and Jesus appears and grants us our wishes. This is what we prefer. We don't want him to stay with us. We want him only to appear when we need him to give us something, to do something for us. Because we all know that if Jesus stays with us, things are going to change. If he stays with me, things are going to change. And I don't like the changes. If I invite Jesus to stay with me, all of a sudden, I may not want any longer to follow those TV series that I love so well, that I look forward to watch. And all of a sudden, because Jesus is staying with me, all of these bad languages, all of the innuendos, all of the sexual innuendos, all of the immoralities, all of a sudden, these series become tasteless to me. Well, I don't want that, do I? I enjoy them too much. I don't want that. I'd rather for him to appear only when I need him. But if he stays with me, things will change. If Jesus stays with me, I may lose some friends here. I have friends that I value very well, friends that I've been gossiping with for years, friends that have been my allies for years when I complain about my mother-in-law or my husband or my wife or any complaint that I have. These friends have been always on my side. If Jesus stays with me, I may lose them. Because Jesus will make me feel like I don't need these friends, these kind of friends. I need the kind of friends that help me to become closer to God, to be more holy like God. See, I'm not sure if I want Jesus to stay with me. We don't want Jesus to stay with us because then maybe I will no longer go back to that massage parlor. If Jesus stays with me, I can no longer go back to that porn site. If Jesus stays with me, I may have to forgive. To forgive my husband, my wife, my mother-in-law, my whoever. I may have to forgive my sister, my brother that I have not talked to for so long. If Jesus stays with me, things will change, you see. And we don't want those changes. And so, my brothers and sisters, this is the message of the gospel today. Do we dare to say to the resurrected Lord, stay with me? We all know about the Emperor Constantine, who became converted to Christianity through his mother Helena and made Christianity legal in his empire, the Roman Empire, which became widespread, Christianity, because of this Edict of Milan, which the Emperor Constantine decreed, allowed Christianity to spread throughout the empire legally and eventually become known as the Universal Church. That's the Latin Catholic Universal. In any case, we all know about Constantine, but not too many of us know about his dad, Constance. Constance were a pagan. His wife, Helena, became Christians. Constance was a sympathizer of the Christians, although he never became Christian. So when he became an emperor, he realized that almost half of his, government workers were Christians in secret. So he made a decree. He said, I'm not going to kill Christians, but if you have to make a choice. You either be Christians and I fire you, or you deny your Christian faith and work for me. And many, many of his servants left the post because they wanted to be faithful to Christ. And many, many stayed and denied Christ. The question for us today, my brothers and sisters, if you and I were living during that time, and we're going to lose our job because of Christ, which side do we fall? I have pharmacists telling me, Father, before Jesus stayed with me, I had no moral qualm in doing my job as a pharmacist. But since I knew Jesus, I may lose my job now because I don't want to dispense the after-morning pills. I don't want to do these abortive pills. I don't want to give something out that is against the teaching of my faith. I'm going to avoid this as long as I can. I'm going to pretend this, and ask my co-workers to help me with it and all of that. But eventually, I may lose my job. because I'm a Christian now. That's what happened when Jesus stays with us, you see? There may be a price to pay, and many people don't want to pay the price. Where would you fall? Which side would you fall this morning? If there was an edict, if you were living in the Roman Empire, and there was an edict that says, give up Christ or lose your job, where will you fall? Do we dare to ask Him, stay with me? Constance, at the end of the day, turned around and fired all the employees that stayed, and hired all the employees that left. He said, if you are not faithful to your heavenly king, why would you be faithful to me, an earthly king? Get out of the post. And those of you who remain faithful to your king, you I can trust. My brothers and sisters, let us pray for each other today, because we know why we've been Christians for so long, and our life just going along. Why we're not converting the world? Why we're not saints? Because we have not yet dared to say to Jesus, stay with me.